Today is the feast of Christ the King. It is the final moment in the year of the church. Next Sunday is the first Sunday of Advent. We begin a new year in the life of the church. When you read a good mystery novel, there are clues, strands that run through the novel, clues as to what the conclusion will be. You don't always understand or see clearly how those clues connect. But if it is a good novel, at the very end, all those strands get tied together. There are no loose ends. And then looking back, you can see how the whole story fits together. And I would suggest to you that the Feast of Christ the King kind of does that for the church year. It ties up all the strands so that as we look back at what we have celebrated over the past year, we can see how it all comes together. We're told about that in the second reading that the church puts before us today, the reading from Paul's letter to the Colossians. It's in this reading that the very center, the very heart, the very core of the truth is made known. Paul tells us Christ is the image of the invisible God. Jesus is the human face of the hidden God. In him, in Christ, all things that exist were made, things visible and invisible. And in Christ, everything that exists is held together. Christ is the glue that holds all reality together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning. He is the firstborn from the dead. In him, in Christ, the fullness of God resides. And in Christ, God reconciled all things to himself. And God made peace through the blood of his cross. Now that's the core. You know, if you learn nothing else about your faith, if you forget everything else about your faith, hang on to that. That's the center. That's the heart of it all. Everything else is detail. Everything else plays it out. But that's the center. That's the heart. That in Jesus Christ, all comes together and all is reconciled to God. That my life, as fragmented as my life may be, as challenging as life may be, as difficult as life may be, as frustrating as life may be, as confusing as life may be, and all of that happens to any of us, beneath all of that is the truth. That my life is held together, my life makes sense My life has purpose in Jesus Christ. That's the heart of it. That's the center of it. And that there is nothing in this created universe that can possibly escape the healing, life-giving mystery found in the death and resurrection of Jesus. That in the cross of Christ, everything comes together. Now, almost 30 years ago, two families of this parish wished to make a gift to us. Eric and Antoinette Rossi, and Bill and Marion Wolfe. There was no large crucifix in the church at that time, and what they sought to do was to provide that piece of religious art for us. Eric and Antoinette Rossi were Italian, and they had a good friend in Italy who was a master craftsman, an artist who worked in wood. And so that they asked that the commission be given to this friend of theirs. And it was. The Wolfes, Bill and Marion, were deeply touched and deeply committed to the mission of St. Matthew's and to the mission statement that St. Matthew's exists to be a visible expression of God's love. And so they wanted this piece of art to somehow reflect that as well. And the result of their desire and their commitment is the crucifix that has hung above the altar in the church for the past 30 years. What they wanted to have us see, though, every time we walk into this building, they wanted to have us see the mystery of the cross. The mystery of the cross is that in the cross of Christ, God reconciles all of creation. Nothing escapes the act of Christ. So the image of Christ with arms extended, the image of Christ seeking to embrace all the world, the image of Christ excluding no one, the image of Christ bringing all into union with God, the image of Christ reconciling us to the love of God. That's what they wanted us to see. That's what they wanted to have us grow deeper and deeper and deeper in our commitment to that truth, to that reality. And their hope was that as you and I came into the church day after day, week after week, year after year, that bit by bit that image would become ours and that truth would sink deeper and deeper within us. Well, in just a moment, we're going to welcome into the household of the faith a young child through the waters of baptism. And parents' job is to bring Christian faith and practice into the life of a child. St. Augustine, 1,600 years ago, said, "Every child has a right in justice to be lovingly conceived and to be religiously reared." That's a right that a child has. That's not something that is extraneous to the life of a child. But the education of a child, the rearing of a child, the formation of a child is simply around the truth. God's unbelievable love for this child, and that in this child's life, It is God who gives direction and destiny and sense. That's the education that needs to be given. It's pretty simple. This is not rocket science, you know. We can all do it if we believe it. Now the challenge is to believe it, and believing it to act out. So, I invite all of you to join me as we welcome Hunter into the faith through the waters of baptism. And as we prepare to do this, I ask that you join me as we profess our faith. This is the faith into which this child is to be baptized. So I ask you, do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried, was raised to life on the third day, and is seated at the right hand of God? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sin, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? And is it your will that your Son should be baptized in the faith that we have professed?